Janae Brinkley. First possession for the Raiders, just underway from Troy. We had a line drop and had to redial, so that's the reason we didn't get the opening tip for you. Troy got the opening tip, and Beverly Kelly missed a short jumper. Ebony Rowe got the rebound, and that's where we are now. Here's Courtney Jones, left side jump shot, spins out of there, no good. Out of bounds, went off the Trojans, and the Raiders will have it with a fresh shot clock under their basket. We're in the beautiful new Trojan Arena here in Troy, Alabama. Courtney Jones will inbound. Just underway. Next to last game of the regular season for both teams. Ball comes into Ebony Rowe, pulled out on the right wing. Caroline Warden, three, top of the key, and she hits it. Caroline Warden, making her third start of the season, gets the Raiders off to a 3-0 lead. Here's a ball deflected inside, picked up by McAfee, and she misses. And Janae Brinkley grabs the loose ball for Middle Tennessee, and the Raiders work it into front court with a three-point lead. Here's Ebony Rowe, right side. Brinkley back out to Caroline Warden. Warden works around a screen from Rowe, has another one in the air. That one is no good. And the rebound grabbed by Dominique Ross for Troy. Long pass ahead, and it is out of bounds and went over the head of Beverly Kelly as they tried to hit her on the fly for a long pass. Caroline Warden got back in time and bothered the pass, and it went out of bounds. Raider fans, the few that we have here today across the way, standing for defense, just as they do at home. Janae Brinkley, left open on the left wing. She'll put up a three out there, and it is no good. Rebound taken by McAfian. Gives the ball to Pitts. Pitts quickly in front court. Backs the dribble up. Caroline Warden guarding her. Pitts likes to shoot that three. The ball into Ross. Fake shoots inside and scores. 3-2. Middle Tennessee by a point. Ball to Brinkley right side. Out to Iceland Eli. Left side it goes to Courtney Jones. Back to Warden. Raiders leading 3-2. Warden puts it in the hands of Ebony Rowe, who's pulled outside the three-point line. She'll now go and screen for Courtney Jones. Whips it in the right corner to Janae Brinkley. Starts to penetrate. Eli, baseline, 15-footer's good. Iceland Eli. Raiders lead it by a score of 5-2. Troy in front court. Beverly Kelly out to Pitts. Pitts comes around a screen, drives left of the lane in heavy traffic, and the ball knocked out of bounds by the Raider defense as Iceland Eli got a hand on it, knocked it away. Troy will play it in under their basket. Joanna Harden, who hurt the Raiders at home, now gets her first touch, misses a three, and the rebound to Eli. Harden being guarded by Janae Brinkley. Janae did a great job on Coley of FIU, if you recall, down in Florida. And she's been assigned to guard the top scorer for the Trojans. Right side it goes to Courtney Jones. Her three in the air, and it's good. Courtney Jones from three. And the Raiders out to an 8-2 lead. Inside, driving through is Beverly Kelly, and quickly she gets Troy back on the board with a driving layup. 8-4. That's what they like to do, get it down the floor in a hurry and put the shot up. Out front it comes to Eli. She'll try three, and she connects. Iceland Eli from three. 11-4, Middle Tennessee. The Raiders with a seven-point lead. Ball knocked out of bounds over on the side by Eli. And he'll be inbounded by Harden. Just down to my left here as we do it. Courtside into Pitts, out of the corner, no good. Rebound battle and out of bounds off Ross. Raiders will have the basketball with 16:09 to play here in the first half and leading it by a score of 11-4. Ball goes into Caroline Warden, who'll bring it down. Warden, guarded by Beverly Kelly, gets it across the line, bounces left wing to Janae Brinkley. Raiders have had the three open most of the game. There's Courtney Jones with the three. That was going to count, and there's a foul when the ball was in the air. So Courtney Jones connects from three. And we've got a foul on Troy as we go to the first media timeout. That's Courtney's second three. That will make the score 14-4. They haven't put it up yet. There they have. And we're at the first media timeout. Timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 14 and Troy 4. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Have you ever noticed in some radio commercials the really speedy part towards the end that you can't understand? Well, those of us at TVA and your local power company think that's a huge waste of energy, and we know energy. Take, for example, the highly efficient electric heat pumps available through our Energy Right program. Heat pumps save energy by transferring heat into your home, leaving you comfortable all winter long. So, in no uncertain terms, if your old furnace is becoming a waste of energy, go to EnergyRight.com or call your local power company.
Brought to you by Murfreesboro Electric Department and Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Raiders play it in, leading 14-4. Courtney Jones, right wing for three, got another one. Courtney with three long-distance threes, MTMC threes, and the Raiders lead it by a score of 17-4. And she has been left wide open out on the wing. Ball knocked out of bounds as the Trojans bring it down. They'll inbound under the basket. Harden puts it in play out front to Pitts. Pitts works around a screen. Inside to Ross. Banks it off the glass and scores. That's two baskets for Ross, their post player. And it is 17-6 as the Raiders work in the front court. Over to Janae Brinkley. Her three in the air. That one is no good. And the rebound going to be taken by Ross to Beverly Kelly. Raiders need to stop the ball, and it'll be a block on Caroline Warden. She stopped the ball, all right, but got a foul in the process. No free throws. The foul on that three-point shot before the timeout was on Pitts, her first. There's Ross outside missing, and the rebound taken by Janae Brinkley, and she is fouled by McCappian. So Sarah McCappian picks up a foul. Brinkley had good position inside. McCappian was over her shoulder. Caroline Warden will check out, and Shanice Kaysen in for the Raiders, who lead it by a score of 17-6. Kaysen brings it down. Works in the front court. Right wing, Janae Brinkley. Brinkley holding out on the wing. Now dribbles top of the key, hands the ball back to Kaysen. Kaysen coming out front. Boy, McCaffian is sticking like glue on Ebony Rowe. Now they get it into Ebony for a shot off the glass, and she scores. First basket for Ebony Rowe. Raiders lead it 19-6. Beverly Kelly baseline. That's an air ball overshot, and the rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. Clears it ahead to Kaysen. In the corner, Courtney Jones for three. That one's no good, and the rebound taken off by Pitts. Long it comes down to Harden, and we've got a foul on the Raiders, either Brinkley or Courtney Jones. It's on Janae. Janae Brinkley picks up the foul, her first. Raiders leading 19-6, 14:08 to play. Beverly Kelly is out, and Brittany McLeod checks in now for the Trojans. Ball put in play to Harden, guarded by Brinkley, working on the dribble. Comes right, shot blocked. Ross has it inside and throws it away. Raiders ball on the turnover with 13:59 to play here in the first half. Middle Tennessee got off to a good start on a three-point basket by Caroline Warden and have not trailed. Here's Kaysen in front court. Brinkley left wing. She'll try from three. Got it. Janae Brinkley from three. And timeout, Troy. It is 22-6 as the Raiders up their lead to 16. Troy called a timeout. We'll keep it here and remind you that the first half of Blue Raider basketball is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Better plans, better products, better benefits, and ultimately a better you. Get better with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. The Raiders out of the gate playing like the championship team they are here in the first half, and off to a 22-6 lead over the Troy Trojans. 13:48 to play in the first half. Troy will bring it down. This is Pitts across the line. Coming down the far side, feeds the ball in the corner to McLeod. Back out to Pitts. Kaysen guarding Pitts. Pitts comes to the middle, stops, fires up a three out there and hits it. Jasmine Pitts cans a three, and it's 22-9. It's been a battle of long-distance shots here in the first half. Janae Brinkley out on the left wing. Brinkley bounces over to Eli. Iceland, two-hand pass to Courtney Jones on the right wing. They're guarding her a little closer out there now. Back it comes to Kaysen. Courtney's hit three threes in the first half. Kaysen, left side, Janae Brinkley. Starts down the baseline, stops, shoots out of the corner, no good. Rebound lost by Pitts, saved by McCaffian. Back to Pitts, who'll bring it right down the middle. Pitts starts down the lane, shovels it up there. It's blocked out of bounds by Ebony Rowe, who picks up her 30th block of the season. On that shot, she deflected out of bounds. Here's Harden to inbound. Harden all the way out front to McLeod. Stops, almost drug the pivot foot. Back to Harden. Harden comes left, back right, top of the key. Can't get a shot. Gives the ball to Ross. Cross-court pass. Goes to Pitts. Pitts starts down the left side of the lane, shoots a little fall away there and scores. Back-to-back baskets by Pitts to make it 22-11. Raiders with an 11-point lead here, 12:21 remaining in the first half. Shanice Kaysen out to Janae Brinkley on the right wing. Back it comes to Ebony Rowe. McCaffian guarding her very closely. Now to Courtney Jones. Jones feeds it back to Kaysen. And knocked out of bounds by McLeod as Caroline Warden checks back in for Kaysen. Raiders ball, side front court, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Ball coming into Caroline Warden. Shot clock running down. Courtney, three on the right, got another one. MTMC three, four times here in the first half, and it is 25-11. They throw long and over the head of McCaffian as she was breaking for the basket, and we come to the second media timeout with that play. 11:49 remaining in the first half. Timeout with a score, Middle Tennessee 25 and Troy 11. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents David Wilson and Floyd Wilson.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
You can read all about today's games, as this is a doubleheader, of course, in tomorrow's edition of the Daily News Journal. The D&J, Rutherford County's source for news sports and much more. Here's Eli over to Caroline Warden on the left wing. Raiders leading 25-11, three in the air. Courtney Jones, that one's short. Ebony Rowe on the rebound misses, and Beverly Kelly has it for the Trojans. Works into front court. Bounce pass on the post. Knocked free and stolen by Eli, and stolen back by Ross. Gets it inside to Beverly Kelly. Courtney Jones blocks the shot and picked off again by Eli to Caroline Warden. Long pass in the corner. Courtney Jones into Ebony Rowe. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound taken by Harden. She'll bring it in the front court. Harden out on the right side. Fires a shot up there, and Janae Brinkley will draw the foul. That will be number two on Janae. And Harden will go to the free throw line to shoot two. One of the keys for the Raiders in this game is to keep Harden off the free throw line, where she is a 78% shooter on the season. And the first one is good here. That's her first point. 25-12. Harden hit 8 out of 10 free throws against the Raiders at the Murphy Center. Ross is out. Got a new player in. Second shot good by Harden. 25-13. Check that new player. It's 35, Courtney Coleman. Coleman is a 6-foot sophomore in for Troy. Here's Caroline Warden. Works it out front to Courtney Jones. Courtney backs it up. Back to Caroline with 10 on the shot clock. Around a screen from Eli. Back to Courtney Jones. Three in the air. That one is off the rim. The rebound taken by McAppian to Beverly Kelly. The freshman drives through and charges as Iceland Eli took that charge. And Beverly Kelly gets the foul, her first, team's third. Raiders leading 25-13, 10:28 to play in the first half. Caroline Warden to bring it down for Middle Tennessee. Raiders looking for their 21st win of the year today. Warden works in the left corner. Courtney Jones for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ebony Rowe. Feeds it back to Janae Brinkley in the right corner. Brings it out front to Caroline, and the Raiders go back to work offensively. To Courtney Jones on the left wing, around a screen from Eli. Comes back to Iceland. She'll shoot a three left side. That one is no good. Battle for the rebound, taken by Harden. She'll bring it down the floor. Harden into the front court. Almost lost it. Guarded out there by Janae Brinkley. Harden jockeying with the dribble and the shot. They'll call a charge on Harden. Again, it was Eli who took the charge. And Harden, who hit the shot, is going to be called for an offensive foul. So the Raiders got the ball with 9:45 to play in the first half and leading 25-13. Raiders have not scored on their last three possessions as Caroline Warden will bring it down. Raiders' last points were a three-pointer by Courtney Jones before the last media timeout about 2 minutes ago. Caroline working out on the right side, around the screen from Eli, being pressed out there by Beverly Kelly, gives it to Ebony Rowe, turns, fires, blocked by McAppian, picked up by Caroline. She'll drive, shovel it over to Eli for a layup, and they're going to wipe it off. They say a shot clock violation. The official wipes it off, and it will go to Troy with 9:14 remaining. And what do we have now? Is there a media timeout? Nope, we're not under 8 minutes yet, so Shanice Kaysen will check in for Middle Tennessee. And Courtney Jones is out. Here with the ball is Harden to bring it down. Harden guarded out front by Janae Brinkley. McAppian out on the right wing to Beverly Kelly. Moves left. Pops an 18-footer. No good. Rebound taken away by Coleman. She'll follow. No good. Tipped out. Taken by Janae Brinkley. To Caroline Warden into the front court. Back to Kaysen. Kaysen working out front to Warden on the left wing. Screen from Eli. Caroline drives the lane, shoots a little scoop shot that's in and out, and the rebound taken by Harden. Harden brings it down. Works on the right side in the corner. Fires up a long one. No good. Rebound, Ebony Rowe. Raiders had some people breaking, but Ebony decides not to go that way and gives it back to Shanice Kaysen. Kaysen works in front court to Warden on the left wing. Caroline around a screen from Eli. Bounces it to Kaysen. A screen from Rowe back to Kaysen. Her three in the air. Good. Caroline Warden. That broke a little scoring drought for the Raiders. And we'll make it now 28-13. 7:57 to play in the first half. Raiders have led since Caroline Warden buried a three on the Raiders' first possession. McLeod works outside to Harden. Harden with the ball on the floor, comes around a screen, fires a jumper up there, no good. And the rebound taken by Ebony Rowe, back to Kaysen. Shanice into the front court. Might drive it all the way. Feeds in the corner. Janae Brinkley's shot for three is no good. Rebound to Ebony Rowe. Back out to Caroline Warden. Over to Kaysen. Kaysen backs it up. Bounces right. Warden. Screen from Eli. Left side to Kaysen. Kaysen a screen from Ebony Rowe. Underneath to Eli. Drops it. Picked up by Beverly Kelly. They've got a two-on-one. Harden drives through, charges as Kaysen takes this charge. And Harden gets her second foul. Both offensive charges. The Raiders have taken three charges in the game. And with 6:59 left in the half, we've got the third media timeout. Timeout with the score, Middle Tennessee 28, Troy 13 from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
The orthopedic team at Middle Tennessee Medical Center is committed to the highest level of health care in the region. That's why we recruit highly ranked members to our already extensive network of specialists. From computer-assisted knee surgery to total joint replacement, our team of nationally ranked orthopedic specialists deliver a full range of services dedicated to the prevention, diagnosis, and rehabilitation of joint, skeletal, and muscular injury and disease.
Visit mtmc.org/orthopedics to learn more.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Ready basketball brought to you in part by Sam's All-American Sports Grill at Stones River Mall in Murfreesboro, Hillsboro Village in Nashville, and in Hendersonville. Sam's features $5.99 luncheon specials each weekday, $2.99 late-night Sammy's, and join us for the final night of Rick Ensel Live and Kermit Davis Live this coming Monday from Sam's All-American Sports Grill. Raiders work in front court, leading 28-13. Here's Caroline Warden, top of the key. Comes left to Janae Brinkley out on the wing. Brinkley comes back to Warden. Backs it up. Caroline drives through, shoots a runner there, and the ball out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Raiders will line it up and will need to get a quick shot away. A lot of pushing and shoving going on as the players jockey for position on their out-of-bounds setup. Here's Courtney Jones quickly in the corner. Warden for three. No good, long rebound taken by Brinkley. Back to Courtney Jones and out to Warden. Raiders leading 28-13 with a basketball. Jones to Warden, right side. Caroline looking in, puts it on the floor. Comes on a bounce, oh, great pass to Eli, and her shot won't go. Rebound picked up by Ebony Rowe down the baseline. Hooks it back out. It's stolen by McLeod. She's going to get an open layup. Brittany McLeod with the basket. 28-15. Raiders by 13. Down to Courtney Jones. Her shot off the rim, no good. Rebound McLeod over to Pitts. It stops out on the right wing to McCaffian. Back to McLeod on the left side. Coming back to Pitts. Works around the screen. Fires one up. No good. And the rebound taken by Coleman. Back to Pitts to McLeod. McLeod drives in the lane. Twisting and turning in there. Shot no good and a foul. And it's on the Raiders. Courtney Jones draws the foul. At the free throw line, McLeod shooting two, and the first one is good. .28-16. Second shot. McLeod puts it up there and hit them both. .28-17, Raiders by 11. 5:23 remaining. Ball left wing to Courtney Jones. Well, threw it away. Got too much air under that pass and went out of bounds. As the Trojans will bring it down here with 5:17 remaining in the first half. And the Raiders up by 11. Here's Pitts to bring it across the timeline. Working out front, guarded by Kaysen. Quick pass goes to Ross. Stolen. Kaysen comes out of there with it. Now she's on the floor. Gets it away to Lakin Leonard, who just checked into the game. And Lakin will give it right back to Shanice Kaysen. Lakin came in for Janae Brinkley. Ball right side to Lakin Leonard. Cross-court pass. Eli lobs under to Ebony Rowe. Wide open for a layup. She'll score. And a nice assist from Iceland Eli. 30-17. Out of the left corner, it's Beverly Kelly for three, and that one's no good. Rowe fighting for the rebound, and it's going to remain in Trojans' court as they ruled that Rowe touched it last. 4.5 to play in the first half. Raiders up 13. The ball coming into Pitts. Pitts guarded by Kaysen out front. It's a screen, cuts around it. Flips over on the right side to McLeod. Fires up a three, and we've got a foul on the three. Check, it's on Lakin Leonard. That'll be her first. And at the line, McLeod, who is 2 for 2, shooting the first of three and connects. Two more coming for the 5'9 sophomore, Brittany McLeod. Second shot is up and good. She's now hit four in a row. She had 11 points and 5 rebounds against the Raiders coming off the bench a couple of weeks ago at home. 30-19. And the third is up, and it's missed. She makes 2 out of 3. Raiders lead by 11. Pass coming across the line to Courtney Jones. Stops, whips it right. Lakin Leonard for three. Got it. Lakin Leonard open on the left wing. Buries the three. And a double dribble on Troy on the way down. So it is 33-19. All out on the right wing. Ross. Harden. Shot no good. Rebound Kaysen. Kaysen will bring it into front court to Courtney Jones on the left side. Lakin Leonard fakes the three. Got a pull-up 15-footer. Good. Lakin is 2-for-2 since coming in. And the Raiders go out by 19, their largest lead. At 38-19, they've doubled the score up. Just under 3 minutes to play. Out front, Pitts. Comes left on the dribble. Tried to feed Harden going down the baseline. Now over to McLeod. Shot no good. Rebound, Ebony Rowe. Pulled it away in traffic. Gives it to Kaysen. Quick pass down to Lakin Leonard. Open. Fires up from 12. That's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Ross to Harden. 12. That's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Ross to Harden. And quickly down she comes. Harden penetrates. Stops for a 15-footer short. And it's skidded off Courtney Jones out of bounds. So the Trojans will have it. We come to our final media break of the first half. 2:28 remaining until intermission. Middle Tennessee 38, Troy 19. After this, we'll be back. Elegant Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Hey fans, take a time out with the Blue Raiders' favorite bread, Bunny Bread. Packed with complex carbohydrates and that fresh, delicious taste you love, Bunny Bread is the perfect source of energy for the Blue Raiders in today's game. For breakfast, lunch, or game time snacks, Bunny gives you the taste you want and the nutrition that you need. Treat yourself to a bag of Bunny Bread or Bunny Buns today.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
WGNS, AM-FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Raiders lead here 38-19. The Raiders hoping the game goes their way, of course. When you need a big decision to go your way, contact McCarter, Catron, and East Law Firm, located on the square in Murfreesboro. Long three in the air by Pitts is no good. Rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. The Raiders, who have hit 10 out of 21 from three-point range in the first half, will bring it down. 10 three-pointers and 4 two-pointers in the first half for the Sun Belt champion, Lady Raiders. Here's Rowe, right side. Kaysen's open. They're going to try a three out there. That one skips off the rim, no good. Pitts the rebound, throws it ahead to Harden, catches up with the ball, and then fires a long one that's good, and Harden connects for her first basket. 38-21. Raiders have done a good job, particularly Janae Brinkley guarding Harden, although Lakin Leonard is in there now on her. Lob pass under to Ebony Rowe, and they've got a hold inside on McCaffian. That'll be her second foul, sixth team foul. Raiders get it under the basket with 1:39 left in the half. Ball inbounded to Iceland Eli. Out to Kaysen, to Courtney Jones for three. That one's off the rim. Rebound, Lakin Leonard chases it down. Looks for somebody to Courtney. Quick pass to Eli for a layup. She'll score, and she's fouled. Iceland will go to the free throw line for one. I haven't put the foul up yet. It's on Ross. It'll be her first. Iceland Eli to the line. 7 points here in the first half for Iceland, who's had just a terrible night shooting against Troy at home. Free throw good. She's got 8. 41. 21. Three-point play the old-fashioned way by Eli. There's the ball knocked free on the floor. Kaysen's got it. Courtney Jones all alone, and she'll get a snowbird. Her first two-pointer, and it is 43-21. Courtney now with 17 first-half points. Here's McLeod coming right. Penetrates. Ran into Eli, knocked her down. No whistle. taken off by Ebony Rowe, and she will be called for the foul, I think. Yep. That'll be her first. Fifth team foul. 47 seconds left in the first half, and Troy gets it under the basket. Harden to inbound. Into McLeod. Deep left side. Back to the middle. She comes to Ross. And McLeod working around a screen. Hooks it over on the right side. Beverly Kelly, she charges. Her second foul. That's four charging fouls on Troy here in the first half. And the Raiders with a 43-21 lead will bring it down. Eli to Kaysen. Kaysen's going to run a little time off the clock in backcourt as we're down to 25 seconds left in the half. Shanice now into the front court to Ebony Rowe, working deep on the right side, out to Eli. Over to Courtney, open right side for three, got another one. 20 first half points for Courtney Jones, and she almost came up with a steal and knocked our crowd mic off, which I'm sure you heard. It is 46-21. Troy puts it in play. There's McLeod with a long one, no good, as the first half comes to an end. And the Raiders will take a 25-point lead into the locker room at halftime. Middle Tennessee, 46, and Troy, 21. Stay with us now for the MTNC Halftime Show. Coming your way next from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
The Boulevard has over 25 HD TVs, 30 beers on tap, all the sports packages, great pizzas, wings, burgers, sandwiches, all to satisfy your hunger. Happy hour from 11 to 7 with $2 domestic beers and $2 liquor drinks, as well as their new Bushwhacker frozen cocktail. The Boulevard is now the official home for all Blue Raider football road game listening and viewing parties. On the road, game days, don't forget to come over and experience the Blue Raiders at their new home away from home, the Boulevard, corner of East Main and Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
Always seemed like no big deal at the time, but son, you better be listening when I tell you don't drink and drive, cause we'll be out there waiting around each hill and dale, and if you're drinking and driving, we'll haul your butt to jail. Hey, hey, hear me say, from Morristown to Monterey, and everywhere in between, play smart, you know what I mean.
Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, get fired up for the big game with delicious bunny bread and bunny buns. With its distinctive, fresh taste and its wholesome complex carbohydrates, Bunny gives you the natural energy and nutrition you need to cheer on the Blue Raiders to a victory. Get ready for the big game by picking up a bag of Bunny today. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back and welcome in to the MTMC Halftime Show, brought to you by Middle Tennessee Medical Center, the official hospital system of the Blue Raiders. MTMC, a member of St. Thomas Health. It is halftime at the brand new Trojan Arena in Troy, Alabama, with the Raiders leading the Troy Trojans 46-21. A couple of notables in the first half. Courtney Jones has hit 6 3-pointers. She has 20 points in the first half. Ebony Rowe with only 2 baskets, but she has pulled down 11 rebounds in the first half. Other than that, 8 points for Iceland Eli. Janae Brinkley, 3. Caroline Warden's hit 2 threes for 6. Lake and Leonard, a 3 and a 2 for 5 points. 4 each for Ross and Harden. 6 for McLeod, 5 for Pitts, 2 for Beverly Kelly for Troy here in the first half. Couple of notes. Thanks again go out to Don Wright, who is responsible for the huge billboard, which has drawn a lot of comment down here in Trojan land. It says Go Blue Raiders, and it's right at the intersection where you turn to come to campus. And thanks to Don Wright for that billboard. He does that every time we come down here for either football or basketball. And I'd like to wish a happy birthday to my counterpart, Chip Walters, who will be bringing you the men's game tonight. Chipper now has a 0 after his age. That's all I'm going to tell you. And also want to remind you, if you would like to check out the campaign for Ebony Rowe for All-American, there is a new website, RaidersRowe.com. Go in there and check it out. I think you'll be impressed. Halftime score, Middle Tennessee 46 and Troy 21. The MTMC Halftime Show will continue following this timeout. From Elegant Sports, you're on the Blue Raider Network.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the real yellow pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the real yellow pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word beef on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, 2 E's in the middle. Phrases like where's the beef are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beef or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with 2 crucial pickles. I've got no with that. Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
When a woman hears from one of her friends, "I love that jewelry, where did you get it?" she's happy. She's also proud to say it came from Shane Company. Ladies love shopping at Shane Company because we design hundreds of our own exclusive styles that no other jeweler has. Every day, we add hot, fashion-forward looks with diamonds, natural rubies, natural sapphires, and cultured pearls. Guys like Shane Company because our non-commissioned personal shoppers won't pressure them to buy, and because their money goes much further with our direct importer prices. If you've not yet been to Shane Company, after one visit, you'll know why our customers say that we're worth the drive.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
Back into the MTMC Halftime Show. We need to pause 15 seconds for station identification, which we will do now by telling you you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball.
It's time. Show your true blue. Blue Raiders.
Your Blue Raiders are Eastern Division champions.
The home of the Blue Raiders. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Dick Palmer with you from the beautiful new Trojan Arena in Troy, Alabama. Halftime, MTMC Halftime Show. It is Middle Tennessee 46 and Troy 21. And we'll run down the first half stats brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air. See who's warming things up. And it's been the Raiders on the warming up side here in the first half. There are a few things in life you can depend on. Roscoe Brown is one of them. For Middle Tennessee, 17 of 39. That's 44% from the floor. 11 of 24 from three-point range for 46%. 1 of 1 at the free throw line. And for Troy, 7 of 28, 25%. 1 of 6 from 3 and 6 of 7 at the line. Raiders have 23 rebounds in the first half. Troy has 20. Turnovers, 5 for Middle Tennessee, 11 for the Trojans. Courtney Jones leading the way, 7 of 14, including 6 of 11 from three-point range. 20 points in the first half, go along with 2 assists for Courtney Jones. 8 points for Iceland Eli, 3 of 5, including 1 of 2 from 3, and got the only free throw for the Raiders in the first half. She's got 8. 6 points for Caroline Warden. 2 out of 4 from three-point range. 6 points, 2 assists for Caroline in the first half. 5 points for Lakin Leonard. 2 of 3, including 1 of 1 from 3. 5 points, 2 rebounds for Lakin Leonard in the first half. Ebony Rowe, 4 points on 2 of 5, but 11 rebounds in the first half for Ebony. And Janae Brinkley, 3 points, 1 of 5 from three-point range, also had 3 rebounds. The Raiders' largest lead is their current halftime margin of 25 points. They lead it 46-21. And we will return with second half action as the MC Halftime Show draws to a conclusion. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball from Nelligan Sports on the Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look?
like a Blue Raider basketball fanatic?
You can't show up at the arena without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of the Blue Raiders apparel, gifts, gear, and more. They have one of the biggest lines of Nike MT gear around.
When you think Blue Raider athletics, think the Phillips Bookstore located in the Student Union Building. Shop online at mtsu.bkstr.com.
As you listen to your printer, remember, when you buy ink or toner cartridges from Cartridge World instead of an office superstore, you'll save money on every page you print and save the environment. Stop overpaying for ink and toner. Try 100% guaranteed cartridges from Cartridge World. Yeah, printing sounds better when you're saving money. Cartridge World, why pay more to print?
Located in the Oak Shopping Center in Murfreesboro and next to CC's Pizza on Grammar Lane in Smyrna.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back as the second half about ready to get underway from the Ascend Federal Credit Union scoreboard. At halftime, it is Louisiana Monroe 29, Florida International 22. And here's a shocker. At halftime, Louisiana Lafayette is leading Little Rock by a score of 21 to 20. In our game here, it's Middle Tennessee 46 and Troy 21 as we start the second half. For the Raiders, Courtney Jones, Shanice Kaysen, Iceland Eli, Ebony Rowe, and Lakin Leonard will be out there to start the second half. Ross, McCappian, Harden, Beverly Kelly, and Pitts for the Trojans. Middle Tennessee will get the ball first to start play in the second half, leading 46-21. Jones puts it in play to Kaysen. Underway in the second half. Kaysen works right wing to Lakin Leonard. Back to Kaysen, over to Courtney Jones. Troy's gone to a zone now, starting the second half. Jones left wing, opposite corner. Lakin Leonard puts it on the floor. Back to Kaysen, fakes to Courtney Jones. Jones back to Kaysen. Shot clock's running down to Lakin Leonard. Back to Shanice Kaysen. Wright got a 10-footer in the air. No good. Got her own rebound and will pull it back outside. Across to Courtney Jones. Fake to three. Over to Lakin Leonard. She'll shoot out of the corner. Good. Lakin Leonard, an MTMC three to start the second half. And the Raiders start the second half exactly the way they started the game, with a three-point shot. Troy misses as they come down the floor. Lakin Leonard the rebound. Over to Kaysen. Right side, it goes to Courtney Jones. Left wing, Lakin Leonard. Back to Kaysen, over to Courtney. Kaysen playing the point. Left to Lakin Leonard. She'll try from three. No good. Rebound, Ebony Rowe. No good. Got it again. Stuck it up and missed that one. Elives follows, and she'll score. It hung on the back of the rim and dropped through. 51-21. As the Raider lead balloons to 30, and now Troy throws the ball away for the second straight time in the second half. And a timeout taken by Troy. This will be a full timeout, so we'll take it here. With 18:35 left, with timeout, the score, Middle Tennessee 51 and Troy 21. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Karen's is mobile banking.
When I was in
New York, I used my iPad to balance my checking accounts at First Tennessee.
And have you recommended us, Karen?
I would recommend First Tennessee to friends and family because they treat me well and I know they treat other people well.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Raiders put it in play after what turned out to be not a full timeout. At least they didn't give us a full minute. But Middle Tennessee with the basketball leading 51-21. Courtney Jones out on the left wing. Troy's gone to zone here in the second half. Courtney for a three that is no good. Rebound McAppian. She'll bring it into first front court. Fakes down the lane. Shot good, and she is fouled by Kasem. Shanice picks up her first foul. And Sarah McAppian to the free throw line. 51-23 has a chance for a three-point play here and hits the free throw. Expected that. She's their best free throw shooter. 51-24. Raiders in front court, right wing, Lake and Leonard. Out to Courtney Jones, to Kasem, to Courtney. Couple of dribbles back to Kasem. Kasem will fire outside, and she connects from three. Shanice Kasem got her shooting touch back in the last game at home and knocks down a three. It's 54-24. Troy in front court. There's a jumper outside by McLeod that's no good. Rebounded by Brooke Bowie, who's in the game for the first time. Just came in at that timeout. Over to McAppian. A charge as Ebony Rowe takes the charge. And McAppian picks up her fourth foul. And that is the fifth charging foul called against Troy in the game. 17-17 to play. 54-24. Kasem to bring it down. Lake and Leonard, left wing. Cross it comes to Eli. Lob into Ebony Rowe. I think McAppian is fouled out. As Ebony was in perfect position inside. And McAppian. I had her with four fouls. Well, that must be foul number four. Courtney Jones will inbound. Eli, left wing, three in the air, and it's good. It's raining threes here in Troy tonight. 57-24. I hear it's raining something else back home. Troy working in front court. McLeod off the glass, and she will score. 57-26. 16:36 to play in the ball game. Right wing, Lake and Leonard. Bounces it outside to Ebony Rowe. Left to Courtney Jones for three. Got another one. Courtney Jones, 60-26. Courtney with 23 points. Coming in for Troy is Joanna Harden, replacing Jada Williams, who checks out into Harden. Harden working outside. Stops, top of the key. Feeds it over on the left wing to Bowie. Her pass to McLeod. Lost it, got it back under the basket. Put it up, no good. Rebound, good. And a foul. That is Coleman with her first basket. And we'll check the foul call on Middle Tennessee. And Coleman with a free throw. Courtney Jones picks up that foul. It's her second. Foul shot is good by Coleman. 60-29. 15:55 to play in this basketball game. First of a doubleheader here in Troy. Lake and Leonard down, pushed down to the floor, got no whistle. Courtney Jones working outside. Jones drives right all the way, and going to call a charge on Courtney, I think. Or else she just lost it out of bounds. We've got the first media break of the second half. With the score, Middle Tennessee 60 and Troy 29. We'll be back after this timeout from Elegant Sports on the Blue Raider Network.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
60-29. Caroline Warden and Janae Brinkley both back in for the Raiders. There's a three out of the corner, and that is good. That is Brooke Bowie for three. And it is 60-32 as the Raiders work in front court. Here's Eli. Lob pass into Ebony Rowe. Double teamed. And the foul will be on Ross. Ross committed her second foul. That was the fifth foul on McAfee a moment ago. I thought it was. Into Caroline for three. No good. And scramble for the ball. Should be a held ball, and it is. On the possession arrow, it's going to go to Troy with 15:04 to play. And the Raiders leading 60-32. So McAfee fouled out. We thought that was the fifth foul, but they didn't give the signal from over the scorer's table to us. Ball coming to Harden, who will bring it across, guarded by Brinkley. Harden out front, right wing. Bowie faked the three this time, down to the baseline, comes back out to Harden. Harden puts it on the floor, works around a screen, fires up a three, good. Harden, only her second field goal. 60-35 as the Raiders bring it into front court. Right wing, Janae Brinkley out on top to Eli. Iceland left side. Courtney Jones open in the corner. Misses that one long. And it's pulled down by Harden for the Trojans. Harden in the front court. Middle Tennessee led 46-21. Had a 25-point lead at halftime. Now leading 60-35. Same margin. Harden drives in the lane, shoots and misses. Got her own rebound. That didn't hit the rim, so the clock still runs. Bowie for three. That one's no good. Rebound taken by Ross. She'll put it up, no good. And finally, Ebony Rowe comes down with it for the Raiders. Off to Warden. Caroline front court to Janae Brinkley. Bounce pass top of the key. Eli, she'll fire. No good off the rim. Rebounded by McLeod. The crowd coming right down the middle might take it all the way. Does, and scores. 60-37. Caroline Warden working in front court. Troy's gone back man to man. They opened in zone here in the second half. Out to Eli. Courtney Jones out of the right corner for three. No good. Rebound taken by Bowie. And a foul on Janae Brinkley in the backcourt will be her third. Janae picks up the foul. And Troy will have the basketball as Lake and Leonard will come in for Brinkley. And Kiki Stewart in the game for the first time will replace Isla Eli. 13-14 to play, and the Raiders on top. 60-37. Harden, front court, dishes it off to Ross, down the baseline to McLeod, back to Ross. Ross puts up a 15-foot jumper and hits it. The Tennessee native, Dominique Ross, with 6 points, and it is 60-39. Here's Caroline Warden, working out on the right wing to Courtney Jones. Comes off the dribble, gives it back to Kiki Stewart. Back to Courtney in the corner. Lakin Leonard started to shoot a three, held it up. Back over to Caroline, works around the screen from Kiki. Drives in and is tripped up and fouled there by 23 McLeod, her first foul. Fifth team foul. Raiders ball under the basket. Courtney Jones will inbound. And to Caroline Warden, left wing, to Kiki Stewart. Back in the corner, Courtney Jones almost has it stolen by Harden. Comes back around the screen. Gives it to Caroline Warden between the circles. Comes left, Courtney Jones. Drives to the foul line, stops. In the corner, Lakin Leonard for three. That one's no good. Rebound taken by Kiki Stewart. And she'll be called for an offensive foul on the putback. Kiki will come out, and Iceland Eli back in to replace her. 12:06 left in the ball game, and the Raiders leading 60-39. Here's Harden in front court. Works right wing. McLeod under the basket. Dropped, and Lakin Leonard going to come up with it for the Raiders. She gets fouled. Maybe on Bowie. Yep, Brooke Bowie picks up the foul. And we come to the media timeout with 11:50 to play in the game. Timeout on the floor with the score. Middle Tennessee 60 and Troy 39. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One Owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of City certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealer shop.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
WGNS, AM-FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Brought to you in part by the Boulevard Restaurant. Visit the Boulevard for great lunch and dinner specials located at the corner of East Main and Middle Tennessee Boulevard, a Blue Raider fan's home away from home, the Boulevard. Raiders working in front court. Courtney Jones outside to Caroline Warden. On the post, Ebony Rowe. Left side, Kiki Stewart for three, short. And the rebound taken by Ross. Kiki, who went out, came right back in at that timeout. Out to Harden. Starts in the lane, pulls up, shoots a fall away, no good. And the rebound to McLeod, who fell down, kept dribbling and got back up on the dribble. Now starts to drive, and we've got a foul. Before the shot, it's on Caroline Warden. It'll be her second. Kiki out, Iceland Eli back in. Kaysen's also coming in for Caroline Warden. 11:06 to play. It is 60-39. Here's the ball put in play to Harden. She'll fire a shot outside and score. Harden with 9. And 60-41 now. Here's Courtney Jones to Kaysen. Kaysen around the top of the key, inside to Eli, dropped it, back to Kaysen. Kaysen backs it up on the dribble. Troy's playing much better defense the second half, and the Raiders not getting the ball to drop as they did in the first half. In the corner, Courtney Jones for three. No good. Long rebound. Harden in front court. Eli and Ross fighting for it. It's off Iceland out of bounds. 10.5 minutes to play. And the Raiders on top, 60-41. Harden in front court. Harden working outside. Guarded by Courtney Jones now. Harden works around a screen from Ross. Starts in the lane. Shoots a runner there. No good. Rebound Eli. Over to Kaysen. And Shanice will bring it down as we reach the halfway part of the second half. 10 minutes to play. Lake and Leonard over to Eli. Lob pass into Ebony. Wide open for a layup. She'll score it. Ebony was six. And it is 62-41. Troy in front court. McLeod with a baseline jumper. And Ebony Rowe has the rebound. To Lake and Leonard and now to Kaysen. 62-41, Middle Tennessee. Kaysen outside. Works on the left wing to Leonard. Lakin across to Ebony. Lob pass into Eli. Overhead, out of bounds. Raiders turn it over. And checking in for Troy is Ashley Beverly Kelly, the freshman, who has scored 2 points tonight, had 17 and 13 rebounds against the Raiders in the Troy win in overtime. Harden in front court. 62-41 Raiders. Out front it goes to Coleman. Left side Ross with a flat-footed 12-footer that's good. 62-43. Kaysen will work it across the line. Men's game to follow about 30 minutes after the conclusion of this one. Chip Walters will be along for the play-by-play. Over to Lakin Leonard, now to Kaysen. Back to Lakin. She's open out there for three. Got it. That is the third Lakin Leonard three-pointer of the game. 65-43. And the Raiders have now hit 16 from long distance. Here's Harden. Beverly Kelly. We got a foul before that shot against Troy. Offensive foul. And it was on a screen. So the Raiders will bring it down. Kaysen will work it across. Lob pass, left wing, Courtney Jones. Opposite side, Lake and Leonard. Back the opposite side to Courtney, almost intercepted. Saves it, drives the lane, kicks it underneath, and had Ebony wide open, but Troy deflected. Got a hand in there and deflected it out of bounds. So Middle Tennessee will play it in under the basket. 12 on the shot clock. Kaysen will trigger it in. Does so to Courtney Jones. Courtney puts it on the floor, guarded closely by Harden, a little too closely. And Harden picks up her third foul. The other two were offensive fouls. First time tonight at the free throw line for the senior, Courtney Jones. Knocks home the first of the 1-1, and it's another one coming up, 66-43. Good again. 67-43, 25 points for Courtney Jones tonight. Here's Harden working out front. Coleman, right side Ross. There's that flat-footed shot again. This time no good, and the rebound taken by Kaysen. Shanice will clear it down and work it into front court. Troy started the second half in a zone. They've now gone back man-to-man. Over it comes to Ebony Rowe on the right side to Courtney for three on the right. That one's short. Rebound, Eli. She'll score on the putback and will get a free throw. as we've got a foul on Coleman. That will put Iceland at the line with one shot following a media timeout. 7:33 to play in the game. Middle Tennessee 69, Troy 43. On Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
When a woman hears from one of her friends, "I love that jewelry, where did you get it?" she's happy. She's also proud to say it came from Shane Company. Ladies love shopping at Shane Company because we design hundreds of our own exclusive styles that no other jeweler has. Every day, we add hot, fashion-forward looks with diamonds, natural rubies, natural sapphires, and cultured pearls. Guys like Shane Company because our non-commissioned personal shoppers won't pressure them to buy, and because their money goes much further with our direct importer prices. If you've not yet been to Shane Company, after one visit, you'll know why our customers say that we're worth the drive.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Iceland Eli has one shot at the foul line. Did go by the Grumpy Book Peddler. They have over 40,000 used books in every category. Iceland hits the free throw. They're located at 1111 Memorial Boulevard, right across from O'Charlie's, the Grumpy Book Peddler. That makes it 70-43. Troy working in front court. Here's Beverly Kelly. Drove through a double team, put up a jumper and missed. Out front it comes to McLeod, right side to Harden. She'll fire long and no good. Taken off by Ross. And a foul as she attempted the putback. I think the foul is on Eli. Going to the free throw line is Dominique Ross. For two, the first of which is good. 70-44, Pitts coming back in for McLeod. One more shot for Dominique Ross, the Covington, Tennessee native, hits them both. She's got 10 points. 70-45. Middle Tennessee's 25-point halftime lead has been maintained here in the second half. Ball into Ebony Rowe. Coming out to Kaysen in the corner. Lake and Leonard for three. That one rims off. Eli, the rebound. Put back, no good. Fouled on the shot. She'll go to the line. We've also got Arika Howard, a 6'3 senior in the game. And she picked up the foul. Iceland gets two shots at the free throw line to our left as we view it here, right across the court from the Lady Raider bench. Free throw good. 71-45. One more for the 6'1 senior. Eli puts it up, puts it in. 18 points for Iceland tonight. 72-45. Here's Beverly Kelly missing. Got her own rebound. Puts it up again. No good. And Lake and Leonard pulls this one off the rim and gives to Kaysen. 6:32 to play. Raiders on top. 72-45. Kaysen right wing. Lake and Leonard over to Eli. Left to Courtney Jones. Courtney fakes. Comes left. Puts up a bank shot. No good. Rebound. Ebony Rowe. She'll score. Ebony with eight, and it is 74-45. Ball on the left side to Harden, who fires up a long one that is no good, and the ball out of bounds went off Ross. Raiders ball with 6 minutes to play. We'll have an abbreviated post-game show And then Chip will come along for Blue Raider men's basketball, and we've got a timeout where we can tell you a couple of things. Mr. B's Express Car Wash supports Blue Raider Athletics. Invite you to their location at the corner of Clark and Memorial for absolutely the best car wash experience in town. Join the Unlimited Car Wash Club, and you can get as many washes as you want each month. The vacuums are always free at Mr. B's. And you know, the very best aged country hams are available right here in the borough. Check out G&W Hammery, 411 Lytle Street. Go down and see Bob Woods and his good crew down there at the Hammery on Lytle. Raiders will be getting on the bus after this ball game, headed back to the borough, and men will be in action. Chip will try to catch you on the bus if everything works right. Well, this must have been a full timeout. They're not very good about telling us about the timeouts. Another one of our fine sponsors, Black Box Telecommunications, a supporter of MTSU and providing businesses with state-of-the-art telephone and voicemail systems, along with voice and data cabling since 1967. Black Box Telecommunications. Raiders will have the ball as Shanice Kaysen will inbound to Iceland Eli. Troy pressing over to Ebony Rowe, back to Kaysen. Eli cross. It comes to Ebony Rowe and back to Kaysen. Kaysen in front court to Courtney Jones on the right wing. Back to Kaysen. Took a while to get it down against the press, so the shot clock is down to 10. Rowe in the corner to Kaysen, top of the key. Back to Lakin Leonard. To Kaysen. Fires up. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Eli fouled on the putback. She'll go back to the line. The foul is on Bowie. It's her second. Also, Emily Trail is in the game, a 5'10 freshman. So I think Coach Rigby has used everyone she had in uniform tonight. Eli's free throw, good. And one more. That one missed off the rim. She had hit 1, 2, 5 in a row before that miss. But the Raiders are going to get the ball back as Troy knocked it out of bounds. So it'll be Courtney Jones to inbound. 5:28 to play, 75-45. Into Eli. Back to Kaysen. Kaysen guarded by Beverly Kelly out front. Backs it up, gives to Lakin Leonard on the wing, across to Eli. Into Ebony, off her hands, out of bounds. Might have been pushed, though. No, they call her for a push-off. Second foul on Ebony Rowe. And the basketball goes to Troy. Pitts will bring it down. A little over 5 minutes left in this ball game. Over to Bowie. And back it comes to Pitts. Pitts starts down the lane, shovels it over there to Bowie, misses a layup. Follow-up no good, and we've got a foul. This is on Kaysen. Shanice picks up her second. And at the line, Emily Trail. Trail, a 5'10 freshman, will shoot a pair and hits the first one. She's out of Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Fort Walton Beach High School, true freshman. Second shot coming. Got them both. 75-47. Shanice Kaysen to bring it down. At the free throw line, Iceland Eli backing in, feeding it out to Courtney for a three. That one's good. Courtney Jones now with 28 points, had 20 in the first half. 78-47. We've got a foul on the Raiders. On Kaysen, that'll be her third. It will go out of bounds. Nope, it's going to be a 1-1 for Pitts. Jasmine Pitts to the line to shoot 1-1. Today's broadcast powered by Purity Chocolate Milk. Refuel after your workouts like the Blue Raiders do with Purity Chocolate Milk. Pitts going to shoot 2. They determine. And the 5'6 junior puts the first one up and off the rim, no good. Brand new arena, Trojan Arena, here on the Troy campus. Second shot, no good. Rebound, Kaysen. Double teamed in the corner and had to call a timeout. Thank you, Shanice. That'll help us get the things in that we need to here. We'll be naming our Mid-South Ford Built Ford Tough Player of the Game. Visit MidSouthFord.com for all Ford makes and models. Ford, go further. With 4:32 to play, I think won't be much problem to name Courtney Jones our Ford Built Ford Tough Player of the Game. 28 points tonight, 20 in the first half, and 8 three-pointers that ties her career high, which she just set in the last game against Monroe. Ball coming in to trail. Her shot is good. Hit a jumper out front. And it is 78 to 49. Kaysen in front court. Guarded there by Beverly Kelly. To Lake and Leonard on the wing. Flips it across. Bad pass. Going to be picked off by Harden, who will go the length of the floor for a layup. 78-51. It's one of the few easy baskets for Harden tonight, as the Raiders made an emphasis on defense to keep her from getting the basketball. Ball knocked free. Loose ball picked up by Troy. Pitts ahead to Harden. Pulls up for 3. That's no good. Foul on the rebound. It'll be on Troy as we come to a media timeout with 3:36 to play. Timeout on the floor with the score. Middle Tennessee 78 and Troy 51. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer. Find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
At the free throw line, Troy Dominique Ross. Knocks the first one home, 78-52. Second shot coming. And connects again. Ross, 4 out of 4 at the foul line, 12 points. 78-53. With the basketball, long pass across the line goes to Kaysen. Janae Brinkley checked back in at that timeout. Brinkley on the left wing, bounces out front. Ebony Rowe to Courtney Jones in the right corner. Back out to Kaysen. Kaysen backs it up. Comes right with a hard dribble. Gives the ball to Eli. She'll break to the baseline. Shoot a runner. No good. Shot clock expires. And the Trojans will take the ball with 3:05 to play. Raiders 78, Troy 53. Raiders built a 25-point lead in the first half, and they've made it stand up. Here's Pitts out front. Right wing, Beverly Kelly. And top of the key to Harden. Harden moves left on the dribble, starts down the baseline. Had to alter her shot there, but the Raiders going to be charged with a foul. It'll be on Eli. It'll be her second. At the line will be Joanna Harden to shoot two. She hit 8 out of 10 against the Raiders in the game. She scored 27 at the Murphy Center. And here she misses the first. She's had 2 out of 3 and 11 points. One more. And this one's good. 78-54. Raiders bring it down. Kaysen in front court. Dribbles in a circle out front. Over to the right wing. They're chasing her with two players. Bounces it away to Ebony Rowe. Drives down the baseline. Off the glass, no good. Rebound Eli. Brings it back out front to Kaysen. Kaysen, Janae Brinkley, Ebony Rowe looking in the lane. Back on the left wing to Courtney Jones. Comes left, fires up a 15-footer. In and out, rebound. Ebony will score. That'll put her in double figures and will give her her 48th double-double of her career. 80-54. Shot missed. Rebound on the floor. Going to be tied up. Be a held ball. Let's see. Ebony's now got 10 points, 17 rebounds. Her career high rebounding number is 21. Here comes JJ in the game. Janice Johnson checks in for Ebony Rowe. And Middle Tennessee will have the ball in backcourt as Troy setting up in a press. The ball comes into Kaysen. Kaysen going to be double-teamed back there. Dribbles away from it. Fires it across. And that's Mackenzie Sales into JJ for a layup, and she'll score. Denise Johnson makes it 82-54. There's a three on the right wing, good by Bowie. 82-57. 1:20 to play. Long pass to Courtney Jones. Out on the left wing, Mackenzie Sells and Janice Johnson both checked in. Top of the key, Eli. Left side, Kaysen. Kaysen starts left on the dribble. Pull-up shot blocked out of bounds by Coleman. Raiders will have it under the basket with three on the shot clock. Need to get it into JJ. They get it in to Eli, who scores on the out-of-bounds play. 84-57. Out front with the ball is Coleman for a drive, and J.J. blocks it out of bounds. The force of the block put Coleman on the floor, and they call the foul on J.J. So that'll be her first. And Coleman to the free throw line. She'll get two with 47 seconds to play. First one good. 84-58. Iceland Eli's out. Lauren March into the game for the first time tonight. Second shot, good. 84-59. And a pass intercepted inbounds to Bowie, and she is fouled. That's on Mackenzie Sells. And Bowie will go to the free throw line with two, with 41 seconds to play. Free throw good. Talk with Coach Ensel on our postgame show. It will be an abbreviated show. We will not have time to do the normal player interview. Second shot good. 84-61. Raiders against the press. Kaysen up to Lauren March. Ball deflected and stolen. Inside, Coleman lays it up and scores. 84-63. Here's Courtney Jones coming all the way to JJ under the basket. Too far. Back to Courtney in the corner. She'll bring it out front. Courtney trying to dribble the remaining time off the clock and gets fouled by Williams. So she'll go to the free throw line with two shots. 9 seconds left. First one good. And one more for the senior from Oak Ridge. Missed it off the rim. Ball ahead to Bowie. 85-63. Bowie's three in the air. No good. Rebound Mackenzie Sells. And that'll do it. Final score, Middle Tennessee 85 and Troy 63. The Raiders improved to 21-7, 16-3 in the conference. Troy now 6-22, 3-16 in Sunbelt play. We will break here and be back with our postgame show coming your way next. First Tennessee postgame show from Nelligan Sports as you listen to Middle Tennessee basketball on the Blue Raider Network.